from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A meeting between the UN and the U.S. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon praised U.S. President Barack Obama today for his visionary and bold leadership in advancing a plan to sharply cut the carbon pollution produced by American power plants.
On climate change, I highly commend President Obama's strong commitment since day one in his office up to now.
Mr. Obama said the environmental threat posed by climate change is perhaps the critical issue facing the world.
At the top of our list was the urgency of a world response to the threat of climate change. And the Secretary General has been a consistent champion of a concerted, unified global response to the issue.
Mr. Obama's call to cut carbon emissions by 32%, that would be below 2005 levels by the year 2030, is opposed by major U.S. industry groups as being too costly and illegal. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Tuesday the 12 nations negotiating the massive Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal have made good progress toward reaching a final agreement, but that some details remain to be worked out. He highlighted a series of goals for the pact as he spoke during a visit to Singapore. Mr. Kerry will attend the ASEAN Forum on Wednesday. And Israeli security agents arrested two more right-wing Israeli extremists on Tuesday as part of the promised crackdown on Jewish extremists after an arson attack killed a Palestinian toddler in his bed last week. None of the three extremists arrested since Monday has been directly linked to the West Bank firebombing that left other family members severely burned. This